Please be advised this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Good morning, Family First LLC Answering Services. Are you speaking? And I help you.
Hello, hi. My name is Portia Presley. I'm a caregiver for Teresa Fontaine. I already called this morning because I had some concerns about my hours and my pay, and I need someone to call me back as soon as possible. He said someone will call me, but no one ever called me back. This is the problem I've been having with this company. Nobody calls you back when you have concerns. It's just very unprofessional, and I'm just tired of going through the same stuff, and I'm new to this company. I just started working with this company less than a month ago, and I'm already having issues.
See, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Allow me to gather information so I can request another call back for you.
Mm-hmm.
1 second, please. Can I have your name? You mentioned it's Portia?
Yes, Portia. Presley.
Thank you.
My last name is Presley, Presley.
Understood, so that is Portia. Presley is Presley, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. May I have the phone number where you can be reached, please?
267-875-4401.
Thank you. That is 267-275-4401.
No. 267-875.
267-875-4401.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mentioned this is the second time you have not received a callback. May I have the patient's name as well, please?
Teresa Fontaine.
Teresa, is that T-H-E-R-E-S-A?
Mm-hmm.
I'm something. Can you spell that for me?
Fontaine. F-O. It smells like fountain. It's just Tane. T-A-I-N-E at the end.
Thank you. So that is F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N?
Mm-hmm. E.
Thank you. T-A-I-N-E. Thank you, ma'am. Do you have the patient's date of birth?
11/02/79.
Hold on 1 second here and put in the information to the system.
Yes.
And the town that the patient is in, ma'am, do you have that information?
I'm Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19133.
Philadelphia, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you are requesting a callback since you have some concerns regarding your pay and hours.
But it's not just that. They never even approved my hours yesterday. I clocked in early and I clocked out late because I had a lot to do from my client, and we didn't get back actually until 12:30. I tried to correct it, but it wouldn't let me correct it. So I clocked in at like 7:40 and I clocked out like 12:20 something, like 12:21. But they never improved my hours. That's my problem. I'm not liking it because I have access to daily pay. And I'm trying to figure out when somebody's going to call me because they don't even call me on a weekday when I have concerns on a weekday. Somebody should have been calling me back a long time ago. I called an hour ago. I'm not understanding this. And nobody in office, nobody on a 24-hour line, like I'm confused. Because they're not doing that no other time. They can't call me during a weekday. They should be able to contact me on a weekend. I'm not understanding.
I see, ma'am. So I'll
go
and relay the message. As soon as they are available, they should bring you back to assist you.
Say it again.
I'll go ahead and relay the message. As soon as they are available, they should bring you back to assist you.
Who available? Who am I waiting for? This is what I'm not
the
understanding.
Office, ma'am.
What office?
the office in Family First LLC, ma'am.
But how are you waiting for them to contact you? And, okay, this is what I'm not understanding, because y'all, this is, I need a supervisor at this point. Do you have a supervisor? Because I'm getting ready to report to everybody, because nobody, everybody sounds dumb. You're talking about I have to wait for someone else to call me back. For one, I have to work today, so I'm not waiting for nobody to call me back, and I'm already having problems with my hours now. Nobody never calls back. That's the problem that I've been saying. Nobody never calls back. When my patient called, my client called last week or 2 weeks ago for her fall, nobody never called her back. Nobody never called her. This is stuff that I be saying. So how am I supposed to know? Like, how are you going to reassure me that someone's going to call me and I still have to go to work today? I still have to clock in today, and y'all didn't even approve my hours for yesterday. So how are you going to reassure me that?
Yes, ma'am. So are you looking to speak to the supervisor for the office, or is it something
I need it for whatever, for the office, for my hours? Who do I speak to about that?
So at the moment, I'm sorry to interrupt you. At the moment, the office is currently closed. They will be back in until tomorrow.
Oh, well, then I'm not coming to work today then. Because if y'all can't approve my hours today, I'm not coming to work today. That'll make sense. I'm not going
to
be working for free.
Go ahead and add that to the message as well, ma'am.
I'm not working
for
free.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Go ahead and relay the message. Thank